we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday morning, the day after Easter here. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. To those of you who may be listening to Christian radio for the first time, maybe you just gave your heart to Jesus over the weekend, we want to say welcome to the family. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. We are two blocks north of 520 and two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. So if you're coming up Courtney Parkway, we are two blocks west of Pizza Hut, or roughly about 2.5 blocks west of Home Depot. Coming from the other direction, if you're on 520, we are two blocks north of Popeyes, let's say. That's one road to the east, but that's about the closest. On the other side, it's Tires Plus. We're two blocks north of Tires Plus. So if you take those things, go right up two blocks, and that's where we are, the corner of Tangerine and Grove Street. And we would love to have you come out and be a part of our services. We have a evangelist that is going to be with us Wednesday night for the adult service, 7 p.m. Our kids ministry does resume this week, Wednesday nights at 6:30, 6 o'clock for food, 6:30 for opening session, and then about 6:45 they move to their classes. 7 o'clock the adults come in, and we have an evangelist that is going to be with us this coming week. And so if that would be a blessing to you, just want to let you know what is taking place there. With that being said, we are going to be looking today at the Word of God, and I'm this one here, when I saw this in the Word of God, it's like I already know what line I'm going to use here. So let's get into Isaiah chapter 61. We're going to read the first three verses, setting the stage, and then we're going to look at one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord delivers us from. Okay, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's the truth that we're focused on, that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And while you're turning, we're going to look at a verse in Romans chapter 11 this morning, but I do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, area code 321-759-3284, here in the central part of the county. If you need someone to help you with your air conditioner, I don't think you're going to need your heater a whole lot this time of year, but maybe you do. I know some people like their houses a little on the warm side. 321-759-3284, Bill Andriak, and he can get you fixed up and running, and he is very, very, very good at what he does. I'm confident he will be a blessing to you if you need his services. If you don't need them, write down that number, so that you have it when the need arises, 321-759-3284. And again, that's Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions. Romans chapter 11, verse number 1 says, I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew, or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I love that line. I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so, then at this present time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded, just as it is written. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this very day. That is a reference to Isaiah chapter 29, verse number 10. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and bow down their back always. So that's where we're going to be spending our time today. First of all, let me touch on this phrase in verse number 4 that I just absolutely love. I remember reading this passage here a year or so ago, and that just captivating me. Elijah was crying out to God, and he was telling him how horrible it was. God, they've killed your prophets, they've torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. This was after his victory on Mount of Carmel, where all of the prophets of Baal and Asherah were defeated. And Jezebel had sought to his life, and so Elijah began to run. And verse number 4 says, but what does the divine response say to him? Have you ever stopped to think, I wonder what God's response to this situation is? Because the word divine simply means godly. It means from God. And there's a divine response. I know that I try and guard myself in how I respond to situations. I don't always do it successfully. And when I don't do it successfully, I try and repent and apologize and say, you know what? I did not respond to that situation the way that I should have. Okay? If you are human, you're going to make mistakes. Be mature enough to own up to your mistakes. I just say that. So Elijah, he is crying out to God, but God had a response to him. But what does the divine response say to him? This is actually, as Jezebel had chased him off, and Elijah thought he was all by himself in this battle of faith, even though he knew that Obadiah, who had served in Ahab's court, had been feeding a lot of faithful people. But God had a response, and he said, I know some things that you don't know, and I have kept some things that you don't know about. He said, I have reserved for myself. And isn't that what we are as born-again believers? We are reserved for God. What if we took a view of sanctification that wasn't so stiff, maybe that's a good word, if we took it out of the realm of kind of negative imagery, that's easy for me to say, let me try it one more time, negative imagery, and we put it in this context, being set apart means that God has reserved me for himself. God has reserved you for himself. Why would we ever want to demean ourselves or demote ourselves from that? What's God's divine response to you today? You know, and I know that there used to be a teaching that went around that said if you were a child of God, you didn't have any problems. I never bought into that. If you think I don't ever have problems, you'd be mistaken. But the thing is not to have an emotional response, not to have a carnal response. But how would God respond to this situation? I encourage people all the time, keep your eyes on Jesus. And however he responds, that's the way that you respond. You know, every once in a while, I'm in a situation where I don't necessarily know the melody of a song that has taken place. And when I do that, I look for a person that's either leading worship or I'm looking for a person on the worship team. I'm looking for someone that I can key in on that says, if I don't know the song, I'm going to look to them and see how they're responding to the music. And when they respond to the music, I'm going to respond the same way that they do. And I encourage you to do that in your walk with Christ as well. What is the divine response? So, God has a divine response to your situation. Verse number 7, again, this is referring to a passage in Isaiah chapter 29, verse number 10, and it says, God has given them a spirit of stupor. And it does not say, and this is the very first thing, that God had given them a spirit of stupid. It says stupor. I know that we may run into people all of the time that may be short a few degrees on a sufficient amount of common sense. You know, it is not when somebody doesn't know something that can become irritating. It's when somebody refuses to walk in the way that they should, way that they should walk. And right now in America, we see a whole lot of people that are walking around in this spirit of stupor. It's a spiritual condition. It is not an intellectual condition. It is a spiritual condition. And it said that it came from God, but it caused them not to be able to see. It caused them not to be able to hear from the word, from the Spirit of God. And so there's this spiritual condition that is going on. Let me tell you what the word stupor was defined as. I looked up the definition. The word stupor means unconscious, insensible, to walk around in a daze, oblivious, lack of critical mental function, unresponsive except for pain. So let's look at those. That there are people who are walking around that they are blinded to the spiritual realities and they are deaf to the voice of God. They are walking around as in an unconscious state. I do not have the greatest success sleeping at night. And every once in a while, my body says, okay, tonight you are going to sleep and you are going to sleep very well. And sometimes when that happens, and I don't know how it happens. I mean, I am just completely and totally unconscious. Every once in a while, I wake up and I find myself having repositioned myself in the bed. I've completely rotated 180 degrees, and I find myself instead of my head at the bed. And you might be saying, this is too much information. But I have no clue as to how I got there. You might be going around in your situation right now in your life, and you said, you know what? I don't even really know how I reached this level in my life. You've been walking around just kind of functioning in this world, but you don't really know whether or not how you got there, and you, as a result of that, you don't know how to get out. And so God doesn't want us walking around. He wants us walking and not in a spirit of stupor, but he wants us to walk sober-minded. That doesn't mean that you can't have a sense of humor. It means that you go around and you are alert at all times. Whenever I go out to eat with people who have a military background, I have enough sense to know that I'm not going to pick where I'm sitting at the table that night or that afternoon. Because I've spent enough time around military personnel to realize that they want to position themselves strategically so that they can keep an eye on what's going on, that they have a plan of escape, and they're, listen, they may no longer be in the military, but they are still alert to the dangers that may be present in everyday life. Don't go around functioning spiritually unconscious. Okay. I've never been of the mindset of being able to grasp why people would want to go around and drink themselves unconscious or be able or do drugs to the point of unconsciousness. I don't understand that at all. Another word for this spirit of stupor is that they are insensible. They are not functioning with all of their senses or all of their faculties about them. And you and I, we should utilize the senses that we have. One of the problems that we have in church is that too many times the only sense that we are using when we are hearing the word of God is we're only using our hearing. When we've been given a great number of senses, and so this last weekend we did an illustrated sermon because it's the more senses that you get involved in an activity, the more memorable it is going to be. So if you are hearing it and you are seeing it, there is greater memory recall to it than if you just had the one. You only remember a few things of a very small percentage of the things that you hear. You remember more of the things that you see and hear. Well, what if the church was as interactive as God intended it, to where the congregation is the one that said amen? And so at that point in time, we're saying, you know what? I've got that down in my spirit, and I'm going to say amen to that, the yay and amen to that. I'm not going to just sit in church holding down the seat, serving as gravity's backup plan. I'm going to be there fully engaged. My spirit is going to be engaged. My mental faculties, my mind, my will, my emotions, my soul, I'm going to be engaged physically. I'm going to worship him. And when I leave this place today, I'm going to leave transformed. Instead, we have so many people that are walking around without utilizing their senses, and they wonder why they're not growing in the things of God. They walk around dazed. Now, when I hear the word dazed, I think of someone who has suddenly encountered a trauma. And all of a sudden, they are walking around and they are not as fully engaged mentally as they should be. And a lot of times that can be because they've just been traumatized. It might have been a blow to the head, or it may have been a traumatic event. There are people who just, you know, whatever has happened to them is so traumatic that it has left them stunned, if you will. And I want you to know that if that's you, God has a cure. God has a cure. He can come and he will walk with you through that process. I want you to know that God, you are not walking through that process alone. It says here to oblivious or lack of critical mental function. Lack of critical mental function. I don't know about you, but we need some more mental functionality in America once again. Do you realize that the first schools were in churches? That the first reading primers were the Bible and the psaltery, the book of Psalms that they sang out of? Do you realize how far we have deteriorated to the point to where now in education you cannot pray, you can't have a Bible, you can't do anything. You can hardly even reference the name of God at all. There is so much that has taken place, and we wonder why, you know, there are kids that have all of this technological skill, but they don't have the critical mental functions. I want you to know that being a child of God, you didn't check your brain at the door. You had your brain recalibrated back to original condition that it was supposed to be, so that you are thinking the right way. You are not just going through life blindly accepting everything. You are suddenly seeing things as either an asset to your spiritual walk or a liability to it. You're either seeing it as the upward call of God, or you're seeing it as something that is a trap of the enemy to try and drag you away for all of eternity. You see people not as just either good people or bad people, but you see people that are on a spiritual journey, and you and I are supposed to be inviting them to journey to heaven with us. That's the way that we're supposed to be. So I pray that none of us in Brevard County are functioning with a spirit of stupor, where we are blinded to the things of God and we are deaf to the word of God. And as a result, we're experiencing a famine of hearing the word of God. This last part is what I want to focus on for the rest of the program. And that is the spirit of stupor. The definition, it said, people who are unresponsive except for pain. And it was like, oh my goodness. You see, pain is not, it was not part of God's original plan. God's original plan was for you and I to walk in fellowship with him, that we would be stewards where he placed us, and that we would treasure our relationship with him. Some people say the cards are stacked against me. I want you to know Adam and Eve had free reign of the garden. They only had one tree that they had to avoid, and they couldn't do it with astronomical odds stocked in their favor. And you might feel as if the odds have been stacked against you, but I want you to know that the work that Jesus did on the cross changed all of that. Now there are tremendous odds working for you. God wants to set you up to succeed. The devil wants to set you up for fail, or to fail. But there are too many people who do not respond to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. They do not respond to the heavens declaring the glory of God. They do not respond, even though they see failure after failure after failure after failure. They don't respond. It's not the way that God wants it. There's a spiritual dynamic that is taking place, and I can't solve it with a carnal means. It takes a spiritual deliverance. It takes a spiritual act that is going to set the captives free. There are a lot of people right now that they are so numb going through life, they don't feel anything except for they're trying to find some sort of stimulus. And as a result of that, there are a lot of people who are walking around in pain. And I've literally heard of people that said, the reason that I have experienced so much pain is it's the only thing that makes me feel. I want you to know today that's not the result, or that's not the only source. There is another source that can completely and totally change that. And that is when you are willing to exchange the spirit of stupor that keeps you blinded to the realities of God, it keeps you deaf to the invitation to live as Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. It is something that is going to cause you to be able to walk with an alert mind. You're going to be have greater sensitivity to those things around you. You are going to understand things you've never understood before. You are not going to be walking around in a daze, but instead you are going to be zealous for the things of God. You are not going to lack critical mental function, but instead you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And instead of responding only to pain, you are going to be responding to the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ to partner with him as a joint heir doing the Father's business. And I will tell you that that's the greatest joy that you will ever find. You see, if you were to see me physically, you would soon notice that I've had a traumatic experience with my right hand. I lost two joints on my ring finger when I was 11 years old. And it invariably begs the question, how'd that happen? And then when I tell them how that happened, they go, ooh, that must have hurt. And I said, actually, I didn't feel anything. It was so quick. It was so sudden that I didn't feel anything. But I can tell you about the pain that I felt when they began the healing process to make sure that everything was healing the way that it was supposed to be. I tell you, I've had that experience, and I've also had an experience with God where he said, you know what? I don't want you just wandering through life like the Israelites wandered through the wilderness. Who wants to just meander for 40 years, four decades of having no direction and no purpose other than just to die in the wilderness? I don't want to live like that, and God doesn't want you to live like that. He wants you to know that he created you before the foundation of the world intentionally with a purpose in mind, and he hasn't forgotten that purpose. He's not disqualified you from that purpose. He hasn't changed his mind. He is just waiting for you to say, God, would you deliver me from this spirit of stupor and let the Spirit of the Lord God lead me and empower me to fulfill the purpose that you have had for me from the beginning of this world. We're right now beginning a series. Easter was not the end of a series. It was the beginning of a series. And this coming week, we're going to be continuing that, helping people to discover their God-given purpose and fulfilling that to the glory of God. There are people that God is going to use you to help bring into a relationship with Jesus Christ. There are people that God is going to use you to influence and touch that may touch an entire community like no one else. I encourage you, allow God to cause you to come alive to his purpose. It's a much better way of living rather than just wandering around dazed and confused. God bless you. You have a great day. We look forward to seeing you Tuesday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new. I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an